KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 57.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. A plane made an emergency landing in a Lyon County cornfield yesterday morning. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened before 10 a.m. in a field at 3951 Highway 99, a few miles north of Admire. KHP says the propeller of a single-engine plane stopped working, forcing them to make an emergency landing. No one was hurt. In the wake of the first wildfires of the season, Kansas congressmen are asking for federal assistance. Kansas Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall sent a letter to the Agriculture Secretary asking for immediate action. The congressmen say fires in Clark, Comanche, Finney, Rawlings, Seward, and Stevens County burned thousands of acres, destroyed fencing and hay supplies, and resulted in substantial livestock losses. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Soybeans and hogs are higher. Cattle are mixed. Corn is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans are up with higher moves in meal and oil today, all on demand expectations. March beans are up 4 1/4 at 11.38 and a half. May is 5 1/4 higher at 11.55. Seen profit taking, March corn's 1 1/2 lower at 4.26. May's down 2 3/4 at 4.37 and a half. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are higher, waiting for direct business to get going. Going to be waiting a while, potentially. April live's down 35 at 238.90. March feeders up $1.05 at 365.35. And with technical support, April hogs are up $1.92 at 95.65, and June lean's 165 higher at 109.97. Brownfield.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
When the community comes together, everything sparkles. Join Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems for the Everything Sparkles event celebrating our Century campaign, A Time to Build. Enjoy Colorado Keys dueling pianos, a cash bar, and nonstop energy on March 27th, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Mitchell County Fair Building. Limited tickets are available at the hospital or online at mchks.com. Every ticket helps strengthen care and build a brighter future. The sparkle starts here.
You know, internet is like a box of chocolates. Some are good, some are bad, and you never really know what you're gonna get. Slow speeds, surprise lag, bitter buffering, nobody wants those flavors. That's why Cunningham Fiber serves up only the sweet stuff. Fast, reliable internet with no surprises. Just smooth streaming, solid gaming, and connections you can count on. Make the switch today and taste the difference. Visit ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, internet that's always the good chocolate.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to a quiet start Tuesday with no bids or asking prices established. Significant trade volume could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. New show lists appear to be mixed, lower in Kansas and Texas, but higher in Nebraska, Colorado. Late last week, a light round of direct business developed Friday with northern dress deals at $3.88 and live deals in the south at $2.49. Boxed beef was higher at midday with choice up $6.65 at $3.75.87, select up $1.79 at $3.66.10. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves under 600 pounds were lightly tested. Steers from 600 to 750 pounds trended steady to $15 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifer calves under 550 pounds had a firm undertone, with heavier weights steady to firm. Feeder supply included 69% steers, and 65% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 604 to 648 pounds, brought 444.50 to 470. Feeder heifers at 550 to 593 pounds sold for 419 to 454.50. Cash hogs are steady at midday with moderate to heavy opening negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. It's been an atypically aggressive start to the week, likely a sign that many buyers were short bought and in need of supplies, which might set the stage for lower, slower trade in the back half of the week. Wholesale pork business has been inconsistent over the past few days, but continues to hold up well, even with plenty of pork hitting the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparisons at midday, but the five-day rolling average was 89.33. Butcher hogs were steady at the Dorchester, Wisconsin market. Barrels and gilts were priced at 69. Sows had a range of 63 to 69. Boars were marked at 22. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were priced at 45 to 55. Slaughter sows were at 56 to 68. Boars priced from 5 to 8 and 8 to 15. Pork values were lower at midday, down 20 cents at 97.20. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs are releasing two-time Super Bowl champion Mike Dana. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the team released Dana on Monday. The move cleared $8.94 million in cap space as Dana had a 1 year left on his 3 year deal worth $24 million. The Chiefs post a thank you message to Dana on social media on Monday afternoon. He was a fifth-round selection by the team in the 2020 NFL Draft. He appeared in 87 games, starting in 49. He had combined 194 tackles, with 96 being solo. In addition, he racked up 21.5 sacks and 6 forced fumbles. This move comes days after the Chiefs last week restructured Patrick Mahomes' contract, giving the team $43.56 million in cap space. The Chiefs could also release Juwan Taylor, who could create around $18 million in cap space, but more on that to come as the weeks progress. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball last night, first round of Substate Division 1A and Division 1A Division 2. On the KDNS game of the week, it was Rock Hills 47, Lakeside 32. Lincoln defeated Osborne 72-46. It was Decatur Community Oberlin 66, St. Francis 44. Ellis beat Hill City 58-53. Longtime coach Keith Riley coached at Hill City 57 years. That was his last game as the Ringnecks lost to Ellis. Thanks to Keith Riley, all he has done for the state of Kansas, coaching, sportsmanship, and the city of Hill City. For a winner coaching 57 years. Division 2 at Wakefield Substate, it was Pike Valley 49, Natoma 41, Lynn 77, Wakefield 30, Stafford 51, Center 47, Randolph Blue Valley beat Chase 65-15. So on Saturday, it will be Ellis at Central Plains, Decatur Community Oberlin at Sylvan Lucas. It will be Rock Hills taking on Beloit St. John's Tipton. That is a 3:30 game in Osborne, and Lincoln will go to Quinner. That is a 2 o'clock game on Saturday. Division 2 Substate at Wakefield semifinals. Pike Valley will be at Axtell at 2 o'clock. Lynn will play Thunder Ridge in Osborne at 2 p.m. Stafford will travel to Hanover at 2 o'clock, and Tescott will host Blue Valley at 2 o'clock in Tescott. Tonight, 1A Division 2 girls games, Wakefield Substate. It will be 10 seed Thunder Ridge 3-16 at Tescott 8-13. It will be the 12 seed Chase 0-19 at Pike Valley 3-19. It will be Natoma 4-16 at Center 7-12. Class 1A Division 1 girls KDNS game of the week tonight. It will have Lakeside, the 12 seed, 2-15 at Osborne 16-6. That game at 6 p.m. Victoria will be at Lincoln 6 p.m. and Hill City will be at Sylvan Lucas at 6 p.m. Also St. Francis at Central Plains at 6 p.m. Coach Jason Wilson says tonight's third game with Lakeside will go a long ways in finding out where the team is at and how hungry they are for postseason. He said having both Quinner and Oberlin in the same Substate means they can't take Lakeside lightly, and they will need to improve each quarter in each game to make it to the state this year.
So it is what it is. Like, you play 20-some games during the regular season. Your work of art is what gets you in the postseason. It's like I've told the boys and girls, what you do in the first 20 games, it makes your path either really easy or really hard to get to the next level. And for us, you know, obviously we're going to play Lakeside the third time. We've had some success each time we played them. And now we're going to, you know, go out and take care of business. Is the game plan on Monday. But, you know, in Substate and postseason, everyone's going to put their best game out there for effort. So we can't just overlook them. But yeah, I went out and watched Friday's game with Oberlin and Quinner, and it's a chore. I mean, we're going to have to go to Oberlin and knock them off to get the chance to have Quinner at our home court. But, you know, that's why you play the game. That's why you do what you got to do. And so we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the opportunity, ready to see what we're capable of doing. We got two seniors that have led the charge. I mean, Levy Reiner and Ashland have been here for the 3 years that I've been here. They're part of 18 wins the first year, 17 wins last year, 16 this year, so they know how to win.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out goddardrepair.com.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.